Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again, how are you doing? We're going on another adventure. And today we're going a long way back to one of the earliest parts of the Bible story. We're going to travel back to the ancient lands of Mesopotamia and Canaan to meet Sarai, who became Sarah, a woman whose life was a tapestry of hope, doubt, and ultimately fulfillment. We're going to walk with her through her struggles with not being able to have children, and the miraculous birth of her son Isaac that brought laughter and joy. This story teaches about patience, faith, and the incredible blessings that come when we trust in God's perfect timing. Are you ready to discover how holding on to God's promises can transform doubt into joy? Let's go. Sarai lived with her husband Abram, later called Abraham, in Ur of the Chaldeans, a bustling city rich in culture and commerce. Life was comfortable and prosperous, but beneath the surface lay a deep sorrow. Sarai was unable to have children. In a time when motherhood was highly valued, this was a heavy burden for her. One evening, Abraham came home with astonishing news. "Sarai," he began, his eyes alight with wonder, "the Lord has spoken to me." Sarai looked up from her weaving. "What did he say?" "He told me to leave our country, our people, and our father's household to go to a land he will show us," Abraham explained. "He promised, 'I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.'" Sarai's heart stirred with a mixture of excitement and apprehension. "Leave everything we know," she murmured. "Where will we go?" "I don't know," Abraham admitted, "but we must trust in the Lord's guidance." After thoughtful consideration, Sarai agreed. Together they gathered their possessions, servants and flocks. They set out for the land of Canaan, accompanied by their nephew, Lot. As they journeyed, they encountered vast deserts, towering mountains and fertile valleys. Each night, under a canopy of stars, Sarah would gaze upwards, contemplating the promise of becoming a great nation, despite her childlessness. One night, she voiced her thoughts to Abraham. "How can we become a great nation when I cannot bear children?" she asked softly. Abraham took her hand gently. "The Lord's ways are beyond our understanding," he reassured her. "We must have faith." Imagine leaving everything familiar based on just a promise. How would you feel leaving home and going on such a journey? A severe famine struck Canaan, forcing Abraham and Sarai to seek refuge in Egypt. As they approached Egypt, Abraham became concerned. "Sarai, your beauty is renowned, and the men there might want you as their wife too. When the Egyptians see you, they may kill me and take you. Please tell them you are my sister instead of my wife." Sarai agreed to the plan to protect Abraham. Indeed, Pharaoh's officials noticed her beauty and took her to the palace. Pharaoh treated Abraham well for her sake, giving him sheep, cattle, and servants. However, because the Pharaoh was acting like Sarai was his wife, and when she was already married, he was breaking a serious holy law. And the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Sarai. Realizing the truth, Pharaoh summoned Abraham. "What have you done to me?" he demanded. "Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Take her and go." Abraham and Sarai left Egypt, enriched but very sorry for what they had done. Back in Canaan, God spoke to Abram, again reaffirming his promise. Look around from where you are, to the north and south, east and west. All the land you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. Despite God's assurances, years passed, and Sarai was still unable to have children. The weight of unfulfilled promises pressed heavily upon her. She watched as other women cradled their infants, her heart aching with longing. One evening, Abraham shared a profound encounter with God. The Lord came to me in a vision, he said. I expressed my concern. What can you give me since I remain childless? But he took me outside and said, look up at the sky. Count the stars, if indeed you can count them. So shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, but Sarai struggled with doubt. Perhaps the promise is not meant to be fulfilled through me, she thought. Have you ever felt that a hope or dream was slipping away despite reassurances? Determined to see God's promise fulfilled, Sarai decided to act. She approached Abraham with a plan rooted in the customs of their time. The Lord has kept me from having children, she said, her voice tinged with resignation. Go, sleep with my maidservant Hagar. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abraham agreed, and Hagar became pregnant. At first Sarai felt a glimmer of hope, but tensions quickly arose. Hagar began to despise her mistress, and Sarai felt the sting of contempt. May the wrong done to me be on you, she complained to Abram. Your servant is in your hands, Abram responded. Do with her whatever you think best. Sarai treated Hagar harshly, leading Hagar to flee into the desert. An angel of the Lord found Hagar by a spring and instructed her to return, promising that her descendants would be too numerous to count. Hagar bore Abraham a son, Ishmael. While Abraham was pleased, the household harmony was disrupted. Sarai realized that her attempt to fulfill God's promise through her own means had led to strife. Can you think of a time when trying to force a solution, to try to make what you wanted happen in your own way, led to things going wrong that you didn't expect? What did you learn from it? Thirteen years later, when Abraham was 99, the Lord appeared to him again. I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless, God declared. I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. God changed Abraham's name to Abraham, meaning father of many nations, and Sarai's name to Sarah, with an H at the end, meaning princess. He reiterated his promise. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. She will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down, laughing in disbelief. Will a son be born to a man 100 years old, he wondered. Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? But God insisted. Yes, and you'll call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant. When Abraham shared this with Sarah, her reaction was a mix of astonishment and scepticism. How could such a thing truly happen? One hot day, as Abraham sat at the entrance of his tent near the great trees of Mamre, he looked up and saw three men standing nearby. Recognizing them as divine messengers, he hurried to greet them, bowing low. Please let me offer you hospitality, he said. Rest under the tree while I fetch water to wash your feet and prepare a meal. They agreed, and Abraham rushed to Sarah. Quick, he instructed. Prepare 3 seahs of fine flour and bake some bread. A seah is a measurement they used for dry ingredients in biblical times. It's equal to about 6 litres. He selected a choice calf and had it prepared, serving his guests curds, milk and the calf. As they ate, one of the visitors asked, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" "In the tent," Abraham replied. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Sarah, listening at the tent entrance, laughed silently. "After I'm worn out and my husband is old, will I now have this pleasure?" he thought. The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Afraid, Sarah denied it. "I didn't laugh," she said. But he replied, "Yes, you did laugh." This encounter left Sarah thinking. Despite her doubts, could the impossible truly become possible? True to God's word, Sarah had a baby. The camp buzzed with anticipation and joy. Sarah's once sceptical laughter turned to one of pure delight. When Isaac was born, Abraham was 100 years old. They named him Isaac, meaning he laughs. Sarah exclaimed, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." Holding Isaac, she felt the fulfillment of a long-awaited promise. Those years of not having a child melted away in the face of this miracle. However, tension resurfaced when Sarah saw Ishmael mocking Isaac during a feast. Concerned for her son's inheritance, she urged Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for he will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac." Abraham was troubled, but God reassured him. "Do not be distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to what Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away, trusting God to care for them. It was a painful decision, but necessary for the peace and fulfillment of God's plan. Sarah lived to see Isaac grow into a young man. Her faith journey had been tumultuous, marked by moments of doubt and attempts to control her destiny. Yet she witnessed firsthand that God's promises are true and his timing is perfect. At 127 years of age, Sarah died. Abraham mourned deeply and secured a burial place for her in the cave of Machpelah. Sarah was honoured as the mother of nations, her story echoing through generations. Isaac would go on to continue the covenant God established, becoming a father of nations himself. Sarah's legacy was not just in her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, but in the powerful lesson of trusting God's promises, even when they seem impossible. Sarah's journey teaches us that waiting on God's timing requires patience and faith. Despite her doubts and her attempts to make things happen her way, God's promise was fulfilled in a way that brought immeasurable joy. Her story encourages us to hold on to hope, trust in divine timing, and believe. Believe that nothing is too hard for the Lord. How might you apply Sarah's lessons in your own life? Perhaps there's a promise or dream that you're holding on to. Remember, delays are not denials. Just because you don't have it now doesn't mean it will not happen. Trust that God's plans are unfolding perfectly, and like Sarah, you may find your doubts transformed into joyful laughter.